Well, here it is again. It's the news, according to me. Yes, hello again. And, okay, turn down the music. Turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it down. Turn it down. There you go. They get, the band gets a little crazy here once in a while. Never know what they're going to do. Turn it down. Turn it down. No. Come on now. Come on, man. All right, that's better. The again, this being Tuesday, it is 3:23 Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday, December 21st, 2021 still. Well, Joe Biden has got his coughing fit done, or his speech done, I guess is what it's called. Apparently he was coughing. I haven't heard the thing. I was going to listen to it, and I just couldn't. I know y'all would like for me to listen to it for you, to tell you what I think, because it's the news according to me. It's not the news according to somebody else. And I am being me, I probably should be the one that, you know, probably like says something about it. All I've done is I've listened to people talk about it. I did listen to part of it. I actually did listen to part of it, as much as I could stand. I'm really interested in, Matt Walsh had a really good show today, that's what I've heard. Again, I haven't heard the show. I heard less of the Matt Walsh show than I did the president's speech. But the title of his show today is Banish the Unvaxxed, because we're all in this together. That's his sense of humor. I always appreciate his sense of humor. It's pretty good. Apparently, I have something in my cup here. I'm at the international headquarters here in the middle of the universe galaxy for the News According to Me studios. And I have my dogs with me. I took my dogs for a little walk, had some lunch, and I'm at the home studio. As you can tell by the sound quality, because it's so much better, you get the silky smooth pipes of the world-renowned Kevin on the microphone. It's the same setup I have at home. For some reason, it sounds better here. I think it's because the room is set up here a little bit differently. It's a larger room. And I actually have, and I have the door open right now, so you might be able to hear the occasional car drive by. Occasionally a truck or a car. I swear that half the cars that drive past this building don't have mufflers. I think it's a pastime here in this town. Hey, let's take our muffler off and go do laps around the building over there where Kevin's recording. I think I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I'm going to have to do some things with the building. Actually, I know that overhead, I put a new metal roof on. And I have the feeling it has something to do with, I've noticed that the sound deadening is not as, I get more sound in the booth here, in the room here. So I think I need to actually put some things over the top of the room to deaden the sound a little bit. Like up above I need to go up into the actual rafters, up into the attic, as it's called, and try to get that. But I think in general, because the room is larger and it still has the same sound treatments all over the place, it's like four times larger than my little booth at home. But it has better sound treatment, I think, inside the room. So it actually has a better sound. And I don't know if that has anything to do with the way I have the settings on the computer. I don't think it does. I think it's just, it might be a little bit different. EQ'd just a little bit differently, I think. It's pretty flat, though. Most of my recording, I like to keep pretty flat. So what you hear is the way I sound. However, most people who hear me in person think I sound very different on a microphone. And I do. It's because the way the microphone picks things up. It picks up much more nuance in your voice that you don't hear when it's traveling through the air and you have it bouncing all over the place and it's just out in the open air. When you get up on a microphone, you can do other things. So that's the way that works. Anyway, we're 5 minutes into the show and I've said absolutely nothing, which is pretty much par for the course. It's pretty typical. I'm surprised it's only been 5 minutes. But I've noticed I've been talking for 5 minutes and haven't said anything. Well, now it's 6 minutes. So Joe has basically spoken. Joe has spoken. Now, there were some concerns about some things that were going to happen. The one thing that does concern me about what he's planning to do now, of course, he's going to roll out all this, is it 500 million COVID tests? Now, keep in mind, there's only 320 million people in the country, supposedly. Now, maybe there's, every day we're adding a million from the southern border, I think, according to Fox News. I know we're adding a lot. I don't know how many it is, but we're adding a lot. And apparently, as we add these people, we now need 500 million test kits, home test kits. And these kits are going to be covered by private insurance, I guess. So they're free, but insurance has to pay for them. So I don't know if our insurance rates are going to go up. That's not really an explanation. Does that mean we have to turn it in? We have to purchase it and then we have to get reimbursed by insurance? Is that what they're going to do with this? The system seems to be a little bit wonky to me. It seems there was no explanation. See, these are the kinds of questions nobody asks, except for me. I think of this kind of stuff. It's like, okay, well, that all sounds great. What about XYZ and ABC and CBS and, and pi times the root of their tire pressure squared? How does this work now, Joe? We go out and pay for this home. And here's the other question. I have never been home tested at all. I think, and of course, there was no mention, not a single thing mentioned about natural immunity, which is now a scandal, folks. I don't know if you've heard about this or not.
Dr. Anthony Fauci.
There are some damning emails about this guy. Communications between him and another doctor about how they were going to downplay and discredit natural immunity. They planned that. There's no talk of natural immunity. The only discussion is you're either vaxxed or you're not. Your antibodies have nothing to do with it. Doesn't anybody have a problem with that? Is anybody not catching what's going on here? It's not about protecting you or seeing to it that the best study that's been done in terms of peer review, and I'm getting excited. I need to take another sip of my tea here. I have sweet tea in my cup. I also have a bottle of water next to it, just in case. The studies that have been shown, right back at it, that didn't help at all, have proven, peer-reviewed, good the most quality studies that have been done, the best one that has been done, shows that natural immunity across the board on all variants is 6.4 times better than the vaccine. Now, that's on a matrix, and you have to understand what that means. That's in both spectrum, in other words, the broad immunity that you have, the broad effectiveness that you have against the virus. In other words, all the variants, you have better protection from all the variants, as well as the longevity. They're saying, oh, well, natural immunity wanes really quickly. That's all you've heard from Fauci. And yet there are people with natural immunity that are still showing antibodies that have had it over a year ago. There are some doctors with credible credentials, by the way, saying that natural immunity could last as long as 17 to 20 years. Because your B cells, nobody talks about the B cells. Now, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not a life coach. I'm not even a taxi driver. Uber won't even accept me. So I'm just a guy with a microphone with a bunch of opinions. So don't take anything I say as being, you know, official information. These are just my opinions. So apparently, they just tried to discredit this whole thing and say that natural immunity was waning and doesn't last very long at all. Which is absolutely goes against the science. But you can't question Anthony Fauci because he is science. He's the manifestation of science itself. According to him. So, has anybody, you know, sat back and asked the question why they don't accept? There are companies, and I applaud them for doing this. There's one medical health company that I know of, health system, whose employees, first of all, they also allow religious exemptions, but they do, which I'm surprised the state has allowed. There are some states now that are going to, in fact, they're talking about legislation next year. This is House legislation that's on the table to ban religious exemptions. That's on the table for next year. But this company not only allows religious exemptions, but also will do the testing for you. They will pay for antibody testing. And if you have natural immunity, they will accept that. You don't have to get vaccinated if you have natural immunity. Now, I was getting to the B cell thing. The way I understand it is your B cell, the T cells are apparently the cells that actually do the work. They go out there and they go after the virus. Your B cells are your memory cells. I could have this backwards. I don't know. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not even an astronaut. I'm not even qualified to shovel manure, okay? Just so you know. Oh, I'm running for office in the Republican primary. 4th District, U.S. House of Indiana. I have videos on Odyssey at Fishing for the Truth. Calling them out. Interesting. So, this company has, they allow for that, and they even do the testing for you. You don't have to go out and pay for your own test. They actually do the testing for you. Now, I would love to be tested. I don't know where to go to get tested for antibodies. I have no idea. I was told that if you give plasma, they test you for antibodies. But I called a local company here that does plasma stuff. I was willing to donate, and they never got back with me. They wouldn't answer the phone, and they wouldn't return my calls. So I have no idea. But I'm about to do that just because I want to know. I want to know if I have natural immunity. I can tell everybody I have natural immunity and be sure of it. Now, I'm pretty dang sure I had COVID. I had it before all the testing was happening. But here's a question about the testing. And this is what concerns me about testing. My understanding is you do the test. It's not like a P-test to see if you're pregnant or not. I don't think you get the results. Like, you have to send the test in to get your results back. At this point, and call me whatever name you want. I do not trust. I don't care who's in charge. In fact, even Trump is pushing this vaccine. And that's one thing I thoroughly disagree with this guy on. I don't know what got up his craw about that whole. Now, he's not pushing mandates. But he is convincing people. He's encouraging people to get the vaccine. Now, having said that, are you going to send in, my understanding is you have to send the kit in. So you take this this thing, you send it in. I don't know that it's rapid. I don't think it's like a 15-minute test. You have to actually send it in to find out if you got COVID or not. That's my understanding anyway. You don't think they're keeping records on this stuff? They absolutely are keeping records on this stuff. What else is in that kit? I mean, you're dabbing a swab way up into your nose. Now, they probably already have my DNA somewhere, I would assume. But I guarantee you they will have my DNA if they're doing this test on my up my nose. That is my concern. And once you're in that system, then what? It's just, the whole thing is bothering me. And I'm not saying, look, we all know. We all know what Revelation says about the end times. Boston now has implemented, just today, I believe, it was today or yesterday. I just saw it today. I think it just announced it this morning, I believe. Unless it was yesterday. I just came across the news feed today. The news feed I get, anyway. That they are going to have a vaccine passport system in Boston now. You cannot go to restaurants, any kind of indoor activities at all, whether it be a theater, restaurant, entertainment center, gyms, anything, without having a vaccine passport. And children, I believe at the age of 15 or 12 or somewhere around, I think it's 12, are also part of that. And everybody has to be vaccinated by, I think it's February 15th, in order to, I think it's the first of the year everybody has to be vaccinated, that they're going to have the vaccine passport thing in place. And I think by February 15th, all the kids have to be vaccinated as well. Now, of course, they're changing the definition of fully vaccinated. There's basically now they're saying, unless you're boosted, you're not fully vaccinated. Now, the booster will not protect you from Omicron any more than it did from anything else. In fact, they're saying, in fact, the rate of spread now is directly related to vaccinated individuals. Of course, the larger population that you have that's vaccinated, they run around not being tested, and they run around not knowing whether or not they have anything or not. It's a cocktail of disaster because we're not testing everybody. If we realize that you can transmit and carry the disease just as much as anybody else, but even though you're vaccinated, then we need to be testing everybody. If that's what we're going to do, if we're going to try to keep the spread down, and we're not going to stop the spread, we just have to slow the spread because that way we don't overwhelm the hospitals. That was the goal at the very beginning. However, when the vaccine came out, everybody thought it was actually a vaccine. This is not a vaccine. They need to stop calling it a vaccine. They just start calling it a therapeutic. And it's a miserable one at that. But what do I know? Apparently nothing. Look, I know that the Delta variant is extremely dangerous. However, Omicron is being shown to be extremely not dangerous. In comparison, it is, they're saying it's not even a tenth of what Delta was. Now, it's 20 times more transmissible. It is not 20 times more dangerous. In fact, they're saying it's not even a tenth as dangerous. Now, the question is it not as dangerous because people are vaccinated and it's not affecting? However, even among the unvaccinated, we are finding that it's not. The hospitalizations are dropping in the areas where Omicron has become the dominant strain. Dr. John Campbell is doing a great job, in my opinion, of looking at numbers in terms of what's published numbers, and forecasting the trends and seeing what's going to happen. He knows that he's watched these trends and studied them very well. Now, his conclusions that he draws in terms of efficacy of the vaccine, what's going on with the governments, and he also talked about aspiration. This is something that's interesting. This is you are almost three times more likely to suffer from heart and cardiovascular issues if in receiving the vaccine they do not aspirate it. In other words, if they make sure that it's not going into a blood vessel, what they do is I can't really explain the process without just like demonstrating it visually. It's a lot easier to do. They stick the needle into you and they try to draw back and see if they are drawing any blood back into the syringe, basically. Because if they are, that means they're in a vein or a vessel of some sort. If they can't draw anything back, then they're in tissue, they're in a muscle tissue, and they can go ahead and inject into that, and it won't go right into your bloodstream. Those are the people who are having problems with myocarditis and myocarditis. I think I'm having a stroke saying that word. And then there's that, and the other heart issues and blood issues, blood clotting, and those kinds of things that are happening as well. So we don't do that. It's not a practice here in the U.S., and I don't think it is in the U.K. anymore either. However, some doctors in some places still do that, and some countries do that, or still require aspiration. And they're the ones that are seeing a third of the issues. You are 30%, or you're 60% more likely, or whatever it is, three times more likely to have a problem. I think it was 2.6, actually. Their actual numbers were like 2.6 to 2.8 times more likely to have an issue . And that's pretty significant. So I need to talk to my significant other, my better half, the lady I live with, who I've been married to for 32 years. She's involved in medical stuff. Need to find out if she knows anything about that. She would know because she's in charge of the educational part of the hospital system that she works for. But look at that. Another job opening just popped up at the side job I have. Let's see, it was recruiting specialist. I could do that. In Dayton, I could do that. Huh. I could be a recruiting specialist. Sure. Tell everybody not to work there. So, I digress. There's a lot going on. The one thing that I didn't get into this much, but I'll talk about this too. One thing that Joe, I guess apparently, I guess he talked about it, but it's on the docket. I'm not sure how much he said about it. He's going to deploy, I think it's through the FEMA system, the way I understand it. Going to deploy the military is what I heard. I don't know if it's the military or if it's going to be actually National Guard. Not that there's a huge difference, but there is a difference between federal troops and state guard troops. But my understanding is they're going to be activated in order to I don't see it here anywhere on this news feed. I wonder if it's in the let's see if it's in this feed over here. I got once in a while I get some other news there. Don't see anything there. Biden discusses efforts to combat COVID-19. Yeah, I don't see anything specific about it. Chronic symptoms appear shockingly mild. This is a really good. This is on Jimmy Dore. Jimmy Dore, I don't agree with his politics. He's basically a working party socialist guy. However, he's starting to wake up to the truth, and I always appreciate people like that. He calls everybody out, regardless of whether they're Republican or Democrat. He doesn't carry water for anybody. I respect that. Even though, you know, the means by which we get to the end of making sure everybody has health care and everybody has a job and everybody has an income, I think that the means by which we get there, we differ on that opinion. But we both want to see that happen. And I respect his opinions on things. We can agree to disagree on some things, and that's great. That's the kind of country I want to be in. Is the kind of country that can agree to disagree, and we can just move along. He's actually got a picture of Dr. John Campbell there on his thumbnail. Omicron symptoms appear shockingly mild, and he interviews some doctors here talking about it. And it's true. That's the thing about this. We should be welcoming this. This could be the answer to the whole thing. But of course, that's going to take it out of the hands of bureaucrats, and they don't like that. Beware of the anger of a patient man. Yes, I would agree with that. That's actually Putin has actually said that. Putin. U.S. wants to put hypersonic missiles in Ukraine. Russia has nowhere to retreat. I didn't think we had hypersonic missiles. I thought their technology was way ahead of us. We were surprised. Weren't we supposed to be surprised? Oh, look. Oh, wow. Look at the technology they have. We need more money. We need more funding. We can't track them. We can't do this and that. We had no idea they had these kind of weapons. What are we spending $80 trillion a year for? And the black bag funding and all the intelligence agencies we have. A joke. They know more than they're telling. This is all theater, again, like I said. Like I've always said, it's political theater. So we have Joe deploying the military, apparently, to give out these I didn't think the military was FEMA, but maybe FEMA is also involved in the military. I don't know how this all works. And again, those are the questions that somebody has to answer to, because I'm concerned if we're starting to deploy troops within the country, even if it's to do something for our good, that can turn bad very quickly, folks. Now, I don't think that my cousin Johnny in the military is going to shoot me. And that's the thing, we have a civilian military, basically. It's made up of civilian volunteers. Most of our civilian volunteers will not shoot their fellow man or their neighbors, you know, back home. However, I have heard some things come out of the mouths of some people in the military that has shocked me. Now, the militias out there, their enemy is not the military. They're not planning on going up against the military. But the enemy is anyone who would usurp the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The military basically swears an oath to that, to defend that. They should be on board with that. This whole January 6th thing, this is where I want to go, because I said in this morning's show I would talk about January 6th. Apparently, Trump is going to have a speech from Mar-a-Lago talking about January 6th. If you look at some of the rhetoric coming out of MSNBC, some of the things, some of the headlines and the titles of some of their crazy. Let's put this thing in here. Let's go to their channel and see what we can find. Now, there's a 45 is rattled. Trump reveals tell in escalating money probe. Former Florida blogger Donald Trump. What? is suing New York former Florida blogger. Donald Trump is suing New York Attorney General Letitia James over her inquiry into his business. Trump appears deeply unnerved by January 6th investigation, report from MSNBC. Michael Bennett hoped to talk to Manchin to try to persuade him. Just more and more stuff there. Biden announces purchase of home. Investigators zero in on whether Trump inflated assets. Folks, they are completely and obviously very, what's the word, obsessed with Trump. They got this wacky doctor, Dr. Hotez. He's a nut. He's nuttier than Fauci. And then you got Maddow. And of course their viewership is just way down. Let's see what else we got here. January 6th committee requests records from Republican Scott Perry. So they're going after everybody's cell phones. Now, this is a political hack job. If Trump would have done this to Hillary Clinton or to Barack Obama and his administration, they would be. Of course, he did nothing wrong. There was not even a smidgen of corruption in the Obama administration. I could give you a list as long as my arm of the things that were corrupt in his administration. Yet, everybody says, "Oh, it's the cleanest administration ever." Fact check. Got to fact check that. The core of Manchin's objections. I got Manchin in here all the time. Biden to lay out concrete. Have you been putting off vaccination? Time to do is now. Oh, yeah, I've been meaning to do that. I'm pretty sure that pretty much everybody who wants to get vaccinated is vaccinated now. They've been free for a long time, been available and free. And I think everybody pretty much now, I think it's tapered off now about nothing in terms of, there's a vaccine. Oh, I didn't realize there was a vaccine out there. Well, I guess I can get it. I can't afford it. Oh, it's free. Oh, I didn't know that. I hadn't been paying any attention to what's going on with this vaccine thing. Let's see here. What else? We got Swalwell. He's January 6th committee is piecing it all together. They're piecing it all together. This is the man who was dating a Chinese spy. And of course, they're pushing the mask thing again. Masks and boosters as Omicron variant causes COVID surge. Not hospitalization. You're going to see hospitalization is going to drop like a rock for a short period of time. Yeah. Let's see what else we got here. Betrayal. Progressives hammer Manchin. Former top general warns of potential 2024 insurrection. Urges preparedness. Are you serious? You kidding me? No one's been charged with insurrection. No one's been charged with sedition. It's all trespassing charges. And yet, it was insurrection. The worst attack on our nation's capital since the Civil War, which is not true at all. That's not. Look at the history of the Capitol building. It's been attacked by much worse. And actually, they were Democrats. January 6th committee weighs possibility of criminal referrals. Let's see what else we got here. I think I skipped one here. Sorry, I keep puffing into the microphone because my A little guard thing is, there we go. That's much better. Virus cases surge in U.S. due to Omicron variant. Cases, not hospitalizations. Democrats must focus on big middle when replacing retiring members. The big middle, whatever that means. Manchin concerned child tax credit money could go to drugs. Kim Porter prosecution argued, that's Kim Porter, yeah, that's a ghoulie. Let's not even weigh in on that. There you go. So there you go. This is just the typical, it's all about Trump and it's all about Manchin. It's about the threat to our democracy. The threat to our democracy. They just keep saying that. Whose democracy are they talking about here? First of all, it's not a democracy. It's a republic. They will not give up on that idea of it's democracy, 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 democracy. Their definition of democracy is far different. When you have patriots who are trying to uphold and defend the Constitution and the liberty that we have as individuals, and then you have another group that's saying, oh, they're attacking democracy. They've just relabeled fascism. They're saying Republicans are the ones who want to get rid of our democracy. We're going to lose our democracy if Republicans get back into office. It's the most asinine thing I've ever heard. If you don't understand where the libs are coming from and the leftists are coming from and the way they're cloaking themselves and Trojan horsing themselves into what they're doing, then you're completely blind. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. You're completely out of touch, and you have no understanding of what's going on here with the socialist agenda. The progressives, as they're called, are progressing towards socialism, and that socialism is communism, and it is dominated communism. It's not a voluntary communism. It's promises of good things that never ends well. Never. It has yet to end well in any country. So that's where we are now today, and that's pretty much, since this is Wednesday, or this is Tuesday, it feels like Friday to me. I'm not sure why. Tomorrow morning there will be a show, hopefully. I have some very difficult family stuff to do tonight. Tomorrow morning, plan on having a show tomorrow morning fairly early. And then probably, hopefully, going to have a show tomorrow afternoon, but I don't know yet about that. That's going to be very questionable. See how that goes. And the next couple days after that, up to Christmas. So I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing, subscribing, downloading, all those things. And I just want to say bless you. Have a Merry Christmas. Hope you had a happy Hanukkah. God bless everybody. Have a great night.